All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City. And this is the last day of November, November 30th, 2021. Do want to thank all of you for listening, making this show one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel. Also like to encourage it and continue sending along whatever comments you have about this show to questions4taylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. We do want to thank our sponsors making the show economically viable. They are Noble Resources, El Oro Resources, Hannon Metals, Labrador Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp, and Firefox Gold. And we will be hearing some things about Lion One Metals in just a few minutes from now. I've titled today's show, The Need to Focus on Income-Producing Investments. Adam Taggart and Dr. Quentin Henning return as guests. Adam Taggart's background as an investment professional combined with a passion to help people, yes, believe it or not, investment bankers, some of them at least, do have a passion for helping people, and Adam is certainly one of those. He really became concerned about a lack of education in our school system to teach people how to deal with the real economy and how to best invest their resources so that they can survive life's financial challenges along the way. And Lord knows we have a bunch of those heading our way the way it seems at this point in time. How prepared are people to face those? And Adam saw some real needs there. And so he started this wonderful service that that he'll be telling you more about when he's on with me. You've no doubt heard mainstream pundits talking about the need to educate people. And certainly we hear that on CNBC and various other mainstream channels, but what they're really talking about is the conventional wisdom. And what Adam is suggesting is that the conventional wisdom that is being fed to the masses is not what they need to hear, because it's really based on Keynesian economics, which is leading the masses of people into poverty and servitude. So this is Adam believes, as I do, that we need to focus more on how the world really works rather than in terms of how some ivory tower academicians might think it should work. And anyway, in drawing from his own observations and experience as an investment banker with a mainstream firm, Adam now sees where the financial pathology that the left-leaning Keynesian economic policies are leading us. And so he'll be talking to us when he's on with us in the second half of today's show. He'll be talking to us about the need to start thinking in terms of income-producing investments. You know, we've had a period of time here when you've had various technology stories in the pharmaceutical space as well as the IT space. Lots of people have gotten very wealthy very quickly, not necessarily with companies that are earning any money yet, but companies that have this story and these dreams of making lots of money in the future. And so what Adam is suggesting is that due to factors that he will explain when we talk to him in the second half of today's show, there's going to be a need for people to focus on value or on value stocks, on companies that actually can produce solid free cash flows and pay dividends to its holders. And there are some of those out there now. There are a lot of those out there now, thanks to the fact that most investors are looking at the get-rich-quick stories, the sort of really exciting stories. In looking at the kinds of companies that are out there, well, Adam will maybe provide us with some of those ideas, but one certainly that comes to mind, and you could say it's self-serving, I suppose, but it really is factual. The gold mining companies, the silver mining companies are doing better than they ever have, at least in my lifetime. They have very clean balance sheets. They haven't gone out and spent a lot of money to buy new projects and spending way too much money as they have in past cycles. And they're making lots of money. In fact, it was the only sector in the S&P, the only non-financial sector in the S&P 500 that was showing positive cash flows after taking into consideration inflation. Gold mining and silver mining stocks, I think, are very much overlooked. Those are the producing companies that I'm talking about, but they are very rapidly running out of ore. And so those are the companies that are going to need to find new deposits. And there are certainly some out there. Dr. Quentin Henning is involved with a number of stories that I follow on my newsletter. He talks about on this show. Companies, junior mining companies that are selling at very low market caps in most cases, that are on to multi-million ounce gold deposits and very, very large silver deposits as well. Well, Dr. Henning will be with me right after the break, and we do need to go to break now, but he'll be with me to talk about Lion One Metals, which just had some very nice announcements, very nice gold assays that they announced today as part of their project, the Tuvutu project in Fiji. And a very exciting story. Lion One Metals is certainly one of several that I'm watching that I think have the potential to become very major gold targets that are going to have to be pursued by these major gold mining companies over the next year or so, a couple of years into the future. I think the mergers and acquisition activity will become very dramatic in the next few years, but you do need to pay attention to these rising stories, and Dr. Quentin Henning will be with me when we come back from the break to talk about Lion One Metals. So we will go to break now, but don't go away because I'll be right back with Quentin Henning.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQB, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be. Listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.